my dad first suffered with his mental health about 14 years ago. It was later diagnosed as PTSD. It did take quite a long time to diagnose because it took a while for him to get help and actually initially sort of admit it and speak out and find somebody, well, find help really. It did take quite a few years. And it is an incredibly hard thing to speak out about, especially I think for men in general, but also in a community like farming where it's very hard for to sort of admit when you're struggling, because everybody just sees you as like a big burly man and just sort of getting on with the jobs. And so I think I saw my dad's struggles, and when I heard that Yellow Wellies were doing the campaign of the Mind Your Head Week, I contacted them and see if there was anything I could do to help, because after what our family went through, I just wanted to perhaps even just help one person in getting the right help and preventing something that our family went through. And so yeah, it's although I wanted to put out our story out there, especially dad's, because obviously, although I struggle with my mental health, dad is the one that initially had the problems in our family. So yeah, so I wanted to help them get the word out, and I know they were struggling to find people that would actually be quite open, and because it is quite sort of hard to admit what's going on health-wise, especially when you can put a smiley face on and it's fine, but there's more to it underneath and what's going on in your head. It's a very close-knit community, and everybody always helps each other out. But for that reason, it is, you know, things do tend to stay within the farming community, and things aren't as spoken about as what they should be. And the suicide as well, you know, it's a very isolating in role and job, especially for a lot of older generations who perhaps farm by themselves. So if anything can be done to sort of prevent those things happening and suicide and just getting people talking about it, then I think that's important. We are quite isolated as it is. And it might be a case of, you know, only once or twice a week, the farmers might go to the local market to socialise, whether, you know, the local livestock market, or go nip to the pub or whatever, just to sort of get away from the farm for an evening or an afternoon. And that is important for anybody that's struggling with a mental health, just having some downtime. And obviously that can't go ahead really, although some of the markets are still open for selling and buying livestock, you can't obviously socialize. Same with, you know, going out and meeting friends. So it's definitely been an impact on farmers, as probably as much as everybody.